Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I have a live speaker on the line this morning. But first, before I do that, I will unmute Arlene so we can get started right away, real quick. I want to ask her as many questions as possible. Good morning, everybody. This is your host. This is your CEO of the radio show, Jamie's Journal, the journal strategist. I'm trying to still figure out which one. But in between everything, we are celebrating mothers this month. We are celebrating mothers this mothers this month. I can't even get the word out. I'm so excited to have a special guest this morning, and I will unmute her in a second. But first, I want to just celebrate you this morning. I want to remind you that of some things. I want to remind you, number one, that you are here to be celebrated, not tolerated. Number two, you are here because God has created you to be here. So in this month of May, I want you to go on Facebook, tell everybody on your Facebook page that you are listening in to Jamie's Journal. And they can go back and listen to the recording on my fan page, Jamie's Journal, facebook.com/Jamie's Journal. J-A-I-M-E-S, you know, put the information out there and just let's make it happen. We're doing something different this morning than the usual, than the usual talk. Woo, all right. So good morning, everybody. I'm excited to be here. And the sun is shining bright. The sun is coming this way this morning. And it is warm out this morning. So just to everyone to tune in, 626-696-8566. And we're ready to go. I think we're ready to go. I think she's in her office. That's to say, good morning, Dr. Owens Fan. Are you there?
I am here as this morning.
As I'm coughing on the phone, that is terrible. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am well. I'm well this morning. And you?
I'm great. So what's going on? Are you stable? Or are you in the office? Or?
No, I'm not stationary. I'm actually driving this morning. So I'm doing the unpardonable sin. I'm driving and talking on the phone. Oh my God!
Don't tell
anyone.
I can hear it in your voice, like I'm thinking and driving. Can you hear me, Arlene? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Huh. Wow. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
This is weird. Nobody.
I
can
lost
hear
you
me.
There for a minute.
Wow. Okay.
I'm back. I lost you, but now I'm back.
Wow. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I just read your bio. So tell us a little bit more about your company and what you do.
Okay. So I am the co-founder, and I'm a doula at our business, which is called Loving Birth Services. So we are a doula agency here that serves South Jersey, parts of Delaware, and Philadelphia. And basically, people, you know, when I say I'm a doula, people always say, you do what? What do you do? And it's always funny because so many people haven't heard that word. So we want to get that word out there, get people knowing what we do and, you know, how great the business that we are in is for, you know, families. So basically the word doula comes from a Greek word, which means a woman who serves. So we support, you know, women and families during their childbearing years. So we're there emotionally, physically, and there for education for a woman during her pregnancy, her birth, and during her postpartum time. So basically, you know, a client would seek us out for support during their labor. And basically what people, you know, they kind of get us confused with a midwife sometimes. And what we like to say is that we're non-medical support. We're non-medical, we're their medical. And we joke around and we say that a midwife or an, you know, an obstetrician would deal with you from the waist down, and we'll deal with you from the waist up, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So we're trained in comfort measures and all kinds of things that is going to, you know, help a woman get through her labor and have a birth experience that she is, you know, feels great about. And then on the other side of it, once she brings her baby home, we go to the home, we help everyone adjust to the new baby, and just make it a very smooth time for them.
Awesome. I thought you did the opposite, waist down. Okay. So you
No, waist up.
Waist up. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, we all have our roles.
Right. So what are some of the things that you do from waist up? Like, tell me, if I was pregnant, you know, what are some of the things that you would do from the waist up?
Well, when a client reaches out to us and hires us as her birth doulas, we meet with them. We have a prenatal visit just like you would with your, you know, midwife or OB, and we go over what you want your birth to look like. You know, and one of the things is that people only think that we support mothers who wish to have natural, unmedicated childbirth, and that's one of the things that simply aren't true. We have clients who want epidurals, who don't want epidurals, who are unsure, and all of those things are okay. And we're going to support, you know, whatever you wish. So once we figure out what kind of birth you do want, then we'll make a plan in place to implement that. And so, you know, some women who, you know, every woman, whether she wants an epidural or not, is going to have some time to labor without medication. And so we want to teach you hands-on tricks and tips to get through your contractions in a helpful way. So we're going to go over breathing. We're going to go over different positions that are going to make you more comfortable. We're going to go over all of those things at your prenatal. And then basically when a woman goes into labor, her and her partner, they give us a call. We meet them at the home or in the hospital, at the birthing center, wherever they're going to have their baby. And then we're with them through that whole entire time. So we're there for emotional support, for physical support. Until she has her baby, we stay a little bit afterwards. And then we go on our way. And so it's an amazing support for both, you know, mother and father or support person, whoever that person is, to have someone there who is just for them. Because, you know, we tell our clients that, you know, you go in, you check in, and the nurse is there, and she's there for you, but she works for the hospital. You know what I mean? And she has other patients to take care of. When we come, we are there for you and your support person, and that's it. We work for you. We're there for you. We're not there for anybody else. So you have our undivided attention. And when you provide support like that, there's amazing benefits that come with it. And we see less need for C-section. And we see less need for medication that induce labor and all of these things when you do have a doula supporting you during your birth.
Wow. That's just interesting. That's so interesting.
It's a pretty powerful thing.
Wow. So what are some of the experiences that you have done through all this process? What are some of the experiences? Do people come out saying, you guys are wonderful? Or, you know, I know some people are like, you did it bad. You did it horrible. But, you know, how, you know, do people, you know, I know you do a wonderful job, but what are some of the experiences?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of good feedback. Yeah, we're hearing a lot of good feedback. And what we find is that if a woman's experience goes well, she's going to be, you know, happy. And if it doesn't necessarily go as well, then it's harder. It's a big pill to swallow when you, you know, had a vision in mind and then it didn't go as planned. That's a little tough. But, you know, when things go well, and what I mean by well is that that's not my idea. You know what I mean? If it doesn't go according to her plan, that's when it goes well. Because we always say if our client's happy, then we're happy. So it's not like we have a definition of what a good birth is, because that's just not true. So if they're happy, we're happy. And what we're hearing is a lot of good feedback, and a lot of you know, even good feedback from support people, from dads, from grandmas who were there to support the mother, you know, even how we help them. Because if you think, if you're the support person for a mom in labor, it's just you and her. And that's a lot, especially when you have no training about birth. Like, we're trained in birth and labor, and what it looks like and what it sounds like. And when you don't have that, it can be very, very nerve-wracking for a support person. So we're also there for the support person. And what we like to tell support people is that you're going to be Batman and we're going to be Robin. So you're going to be her main person, and we're going to be backup, and we're trained and we're qualified to support birth and to know what it looks like and to know what it sounds like, and we're not going to be freaked out like what we see a lot of times with support people. And so we're just going to be there to be that guide through this journey that is labor and delivery. So we're hearing a lot of good feedback.
Cool. So let me see if, since I lost you guys, let me see if I can get Dr. Arminspan back. Are you on the line, Arlene?
I'm on the line. I'm here. Yes. Can you hear? Mic check. 1, 2.
We hear you.
So, do you have any questions for Miss Jeannie this morning?
Where were you when my children were born? No.
Oh my goodness. I hear it all the time, Dr. Arlene. Every single day I hear that. Even my mother-in-law says that to me.
Because I had my daughter was actually, she was born at home. We never did make it to the hospital. So no epidural, no nothing, no, we didn't make it to the hospital. That's what happened. So she was born home. So that was an experience in itself, you know.
Yes.
And when you're out there with your clients and they say to you, okay, now I know you're giving me these breathing, you know, sessions and this is how it should go, but are you finding that when they actually have the birth, are they following through with exactly what you have shown them to do as support, or are you finding that they're like, okay, I don't remember what I'm supposed to do? What are you finding that your clients are doing as far as the instructions that you've helped them with? Are they utilizing it when they are actually giving birth?
Yeah, and what we like to tell our clients is that your body knows how to give birth.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, our bodies were created, and they're wonderfully made, and our body knows exactly how to get our baby out. And so we really encourage them to listen to their bodies. So if you feel like you really need to get up and you need to start swaying and moving your hips like you're, you know, Shakira doing a little hula hoop action, then that's exactly what you need to do. You know what I mean? So we plan, but we're flexible, and we listen to our intuition because we know it's powerful. And we encourage them to listen to their bodies. And so, you know, we build, you know, a little toolbox of things. And, yes, we definitely find that they do go back to them. And that's why we're there. Because, you know, we do offer prenatal consults and things like that for people who don't want to necessarily have us in the room but want to get our advice beforehand. And we do that. But when we're there with you, then we can remind you, remember, you know, take some slow, deep breaths. You know what I mean? And it's not just about breathing. There's no, like, you know, magic way to do it. You just need to keep calm, you know, and we'll remind them of that. And we'll demonstrate that, you know, right then and there. And say, you know, breathe with me. Let's calm down a little bit. Let's make low noises instead of high pitch like you see on TV. Birth isn't anything like we see on TV. Let me just tell everybody that. unless it's like a real birth documentary, people aren't screaming bloody murder. I think I've had that once in 2 years of birth. And screaming, you know, high pitch isn't good. We want to bring that down to low tones. So, yeah, we just bring them back and remind them of, you know, what's going to be helpful and make suggestions for their comfort. So if we think,
awesome.
You know, getting in the shower and letting that water beat on your back is going to be helpful if you're having back labor, then we suggest that. So we kind of go with the flow because we want to use her intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, what we've practiced definitely comes through.
Awesome. And you may have already stated this. You could have stated it when I was offline. But how did you get started? And you may have answered that already. You know what? Or I'll reframe the question: why did you get started with what you're doing? And you may have answered it already, and I just didn't hear it.
No, I haven't. So basically, I'm what you call a super planner. So the year before I was thinking I would start to conceive my own child, I was already researching birth. Before I was even pregnant, I was researching birth. As soon as I got pregnant, I was researching breastfeeding. Like, I'm just like, gotta be one step ahead of myself. In doing all of that, I learned about a doula and about the work that they did, and I was like, wow, that's really amazing. And, you know, thought about that during my pregnancy. And the birth of my daughter was amazing, and I felt like Superwoman. I felt amazing, and I felt that birth was amazing, and that the support I had was amazing, and that every woman deserves that. They deserve to have the feeling of, I did it my way, and whatever that looks like for me is the right way, and deserves to feel beautiful. And this is a birth quote that goes around. It says something similar to, like, if a woman doesn't look and feel like a queen in labor, someone's not treating her right, something to that effect. So you should feel so loved and so supported in that time, and that's how I felt. And I honestly want everyone to feel that way. You know, and what I find from other doulas is that there's two reasons, it seems, why people go into this work. Because, number one, they felt that way, and they want to share that with others, or they didn't feel that way, and they want to share it with others, because they know how that felt not to feel supported and loved in their labor. And they don't want anybody else to feel that way. They want to spread that love. So I felt, you know, empowered, and I was like, everyone needs to feel like this when they give birth to their baby. And I learned about a local training, and I reached out to the trainer, and I talked with her for a little bit, and she is amazing and has become, you know, a mentor of mine. And I went to training, and I learned how to be a doula, and I read the books, and I did, you know, some additional trainings on top of that. I met my business partner, Amanda Hill, at training. You know, we talked at lunch. We're like, hey, two heads are better than one. Let's do this thing together. And we started the company, and we've grown, and, you know, it'll be 3 years in the fall, and we're just amazed by the growth and all the families that we've gotten to work with. It's, you know, it's been an honor. It really has.
Awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So, you know, we only have a couple minutes left, so are you still nervous? You're not nervous,
I'm warming
are you?
Up. I'm warming up.
Good. So we are asked about your business. You know, you already taught us how you built your business, and you said that you planned ahead, and that's so important, you know, for us to plan ahead and to research the connections to get to the major picture. It is so important. It is so important. So how can we get in touch with you if we are... You know, there's mompreneurs out there, there's mothers, there's, you know, probably father listening for their wife, you know. There's people out there today that are listening to us on here and wants to think about getting connected to you. Some people probably already hitting you up on your page. So
yeah, I hope so.
How can we get connected to you and your fan page and whatever other social media that you're on today?
Yeah, so you can check out our website, which is lovingbirthservices.com. You can also reach us by phone at 856-899-3177. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Loving Birth Services. So definitely check us out, reach out with any questions, and spread the word, tell your friends.
I mean, do you have any more questions for Miss Jeannie before we...
Well, she gave her information. Thank you. First, I want to really thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you looked at there was a need, there was a problem that needed to be solved, and you formulated a company around that. And thank you for being that mom who is the mompreneur who didn't keep what she was doing to herself, but saw the benefits and felt that others would benefit from it as well. So
yeah.
that's the kind of thing that, you know, as moms we're looking for. Yeah, I mean, it's a job in itself just being the mom.
Absolutely.
But to put together a company where you said, that felt good. I liked what just happened, and I want others to have the same experience. I want to thank you and your business partner for what you're doing out in the marketplace, and I pray that the women and men who are a part of what you're doing really see the benefits, and they go and do likewise, share what you're doing with others so that your business will just boom, 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 boom. That sounded like a song. I almost sang right there, but I'm not going to do that this morning. But thank you for what you're doing. Back to you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're in the New Jersey area, right? You're connected to you're like in Williamstown, correct?
Yeah, so we're based out of Williamstown, but we serve, you know, South Jersey, Central Jersey, Northern Delaware, and all of Philadelphia.
Wow, so you serve almost everywhere. What about New York?
Yeah, no. There's some great doulas up there. I can give you a referral if you need it. That's a bit too far.
Awesome. Yeah, it's about like a 2-hour drive, 2.5-hour drive, sometimes 3.
Yeah, somebody could have a baby in that time. We'll miss it.
Well, thank you, Jeannie, for coming on. It's been a great. I'm excited, actually, that you came on and you have overcome that little nervousness that you have had over the last, month and a half that we talked.
She was nervous? Excuse me. She was nervous? I didn't hear any nervousness.
A little bit.
There was no nervousness. You were a pro. You were an expert. You know your subject matter. You know what you're doing. You were awesome, and you gave us what we needed this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome, and I will be sending you some more information, and we will be talking. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg for you and me, and you know, we're going to help each other through business, and we're going
Absolutely.
To actually talk monthly, you know, to see what's going on, how I can help you and your business. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the last time you will hear about her, because there's always people having babies. So I just figure if I know anybody, I will surely give you the number or the reference, and you can call
Thank
them
you so
up
much.
And see what they need. You're welcome. Thank you, and I'll send you the information. And ladies and gentlemen, she's getting a free book because she just came on and she shared about her business, and she is a mother. She's a great mother, I believe. She's a great mother. And also, before you go, is there any events that you're at that you're coming up and doing?
Yes, actually next Thursday. In Winslow Township, there's going to be a community baby shower event, and I'm going to be one of the speakers at that event. So I'm excited. So they can check out our Facebook page for more information on that. We'll be posting soon. It's Loving Birth Services
cool.
on Facebook.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. So I want to thank you for joining me and Arlene for a little sneak peek of the show, and I want to say God bless your day. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go out and visit Miss Jeannie. She is doing a wonderful job in the Williamstown, New Jersey area. And you want to go and like her Facebook page, and you're on Twitter, right, as well, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you want to go out and like everything about her and learn more about what she does so that you can be the best mother that you will possibly be in the hours of birthing and all that other stuff that we really need to learn about. And that actually sometimes is another show. But we are out of time, Dr. Arlene Spann. How can we get in touch with you if we need some information on you as well?
Yes, you can reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com or on the web at www.arlenespansweats.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to thank you ladies for even tuning in today, even though we lost each other for a connection. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderful, awesome Friday. Actually, weekend. Happy Mother's Day to you all. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wouldn't like to spend my time better than with you guys, because you guys are both mothers. So I'm excited for both of y'all, and I will be sending you guys some information about my book that I will be talking about next week. I'm excited to share everything that I can possibly share next week. So next week we will be doing Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. We will be talking about my book. I'll be giving out some samples, and Jenny, you gotta give me that update on that coffee.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for joining me, ladies and gentlemen, and have an awesome, awesome Mother's Day. I'll chat with you again on Monday. God bless.
Thanks, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.